afternoon, everyone. This is your host, David John Oates, broadcasting you today from Portland, Oregon. And I flew up this morning from San Francisco. Had to get up at 3:30 in the morning. Oh, my God. Anyway, but I managed to do it. And my lovely fiancée, Monica, drove me to the airport. Very nice of her to get up at such an early hour. I do appreciate that. And then I slept the whole flight, practically, from Portland, from San Francisco to Portland. And I was met at the airport by my good mate, Ralph Burton. Say hello, Ralph.
Hello, everybody.
As you may have gathered, Ralph is my guest on the show today, and he's going to be with us for the whole 2 hours, co-hosting. You're pretty good at that sort of stuff, aren't you?
Thanks, sometimes. We'll see how we do today.
We'll see how you do today. Okay, all right. So, let me see. I don't have the call-in number. Maybe Todd in the studio can just paste the call-in number into Skype for me so I can put that number out. I should know it off by heart, but I don't. Anyway, so Ralph is an interesting chap. He's he's a remote viewer, and he's also done the reverse speech training class. I don't know whether you graduated or not. I don't think so.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, you did. I apologize.
Okay. It's all right. I'm an investigator and an analyst.
Oh, okay.
I've done two full classes with you, and I've also done the MetaWalks with you.
We've done
work together.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
I've got quite a bit of experience with reverse speech as well as remote viewing.
Yeah, you've been into reverse speech for years.
Years.
And then, years. Yeah.
I bought one of the cassette decks way back in the day that had a little knob on it that would go back.
Oh, my God, that goes back to the 90s.
Yes, and it was pure torture back then trying to reverse anything.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Yeah. The software makes it a whole lot easier.
Night and day.
So Todd in the studio has kindly posted the number, and if you want to call in and talk to Ralph and me, we're going to have 2 hours of just rapping. Is what we're going to be doing, and playing reversals. Ralph has got some to play. I've got some to play. I've got some on the Florida shootings, which we'll play today as well. And the call-in number, thanks to Todd in the studio for posting that in for me, it is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Would love to hear from you. And in this general everyday type show. So, I'm sorry I missed the show last week, everyone. I do apologize for that. We're driving back from Lake Tahoe. We were up to Lake Tahoe for a couple of days. Beautiful place up there. There was no snow.
What?
I know.
What time of year?
I know. It was on the mountains, but not in the city. And,
wow.
I know.
I used to live up on the Sierras and this time of year,
you
have a lot of snow.
Yeah, no snow.
Okay.
No snow.
Weird.
So, and we drove back and hit traffic and got back in about 5 minutes too late. and then I couldn't set up. I hadn't had no time to set everything up. So we had to do a repeat. So that was my fault, everyone. So there we go. So, but other than that, I've just been hanging out. Working, got a few clients on the go too. Hey, found this really cool reversal on this an old client actually that I want to play. This is she's talking about embarking upon the round of session work. Okay, so here's the forwards.
Embarking on a round, is that right? Yes. Is that okay? Yeah. Okay. All right. So basically, I just wanted to put down what has happened since I think it was probably 2 years ago, is it? That I did the last round.
About
2 years ago. And
here she says, my soul develop. Hear that?
Nice.
Yeah. My soul develop.
Isn't it a nice reversal, hey?
It really is.
And that gets down to what can happen in session work. Is it, you know, Ralph, I'm going to start to change my message. I've made a decision. And this Saturday night in my lecture in Portland, which, by the way, I'm doing a lecture in Portland one Saturday night. I don't know the venue. It's on my website.
We'll be at the Flex Space at 7 p.m. It's on Overton Drive. You can look that up. There's a $10 donation to help us pay for the space. And it's going to go from 7 to 10 o'clock.
7 to 10.
This Saturday, February 17th.
Yes, and I'll be presenting my new message in – well, it's not a new message. It's just a message that I don't talk about much, and that's the whole spiritual aspect of reverse speech. And my true belief for what reverse speech really is, which is the voice of the spirit.
Right. And I'm really happy to hear that because most of the times when you're playing reversals, it's on, you know, the president or some major crisis. And when there's so much of the soul that comes through when you're doing reversals.
I know.
And people don't actually realize that this is a great tool for yourself to use. I have friends come over or help people with problems. And we sit there and we have a little interview and talk about the issues and see what comes through. And when your emotions come out, that's when your reversals happen.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And yes, well, I've decided it's time to change my message. Well, not change it, because I've always talked about this in class and in private.
Absolutely.
I talk about it.
And it's always been there in the metaphor.
Yeah. But here's a wonderful spiritual reversal. Also on Session Work, this is a reverse speech analyst starting to interview his client.
We'll likely get reversals that are pretty clearly from your unconscious mind, your subconscious.
Okay, from your unconscious. But backwards, he says, soul serve you, make you feel love.
Soul serve you, make you feel love.
Nice.
Soul serve you, make you feel love.
Isn't that great, hey?
Soul serve you, make you feel love.
Yeah, so that's tapping into what is happening in session work. Your soul develops, the soul will serve you, and that's what reverse speech is all about. And that's my message on Saturday night. There you go.
I'm kind of laughing a little bit because I did some session work with you,
uh-huh.
And I thought we were at the end. And I think it was like the second to last reversal comes in. You need to keep working with David.
Oh, did I say that?
Yes. I don't know if you remember this few.
I don't remember that.
Back. Yeah, I was just laughing.
Oh,
you and me, well, I guess we got to keep working.
I guess so.
So it's really fun to hear. And it's really amazing to hear people work on themselves and how the reversals come out and help them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, let's pull up some of those. Let's pull up some of the reversals of working with clients. I've got a lot of them, but I had no idea where we're going to go today in this program. While I'm looking for those ones, I want to play you one of my classic ones of the spirit talking to you. And this is a reverse speech analyst who's talking to a tape player looking for advice, okay?
Does it further for us to put more energy and money and effort?
Backwards, he says, you're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
See, that's the spirit talking to him and saying, you're frightened. Lean on me. Trust in me.
I trust that gut feeling that you're getting or something, you know, that's coming through.
Yeah. I've started writing my latest book, Ralph. It's called The Still Small Voice, and it's all about the spiritual aspects of reverse speech.
Very good.
Yeah. I'm only 3 pages in, but that does qualify as having started.
Now, wait a second. That's more like a pamphlet, Dave.
I know. It does qualify as having started.
Well, let's talk to me in a year.
Okay. Oh, here's an interesting one. Someone in session.
Being able to use it for some sort of advantage, whether it's for my own or for other people's. Be financially secure, so that anything I need to do in my life, any family that I have later on.
And backwards, this is therapy. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oops, I lost it. Where'd it go? Oh, look, it just disappeared. I've got a problem with my laptop, folks. It's not seeing any mice I plug into it. And so I'm using my touchpad, and it's horrible. I hate working with a touchpad. It just jumps all over the place. So, reverse speech can bring up some very interesting things in session work that you have to think carefully about, like this woman had to with this reversal.
The money thing obviously bugs the crap out of me. But you know, other than that, I'd place it, you know, up high.
And here she says, wanting the self-doubt.
Wanting the self-doubt.
Wanting the self-doubt.
You hear that one?
Yeah, I do.
Wanting the self-doubt.
And I see that a lot in working with clients, is that the issues that they have are self-created. They're wanted. They want this experience. They want to doubt themselves. They want to feel depressed. They want to be lazy watching TV. They want to have a fight with their husband. They want to... But I see it in reverse all the time. And reverse speech really gets down to personal responsibility and how do we create our world.
Well, that's, you know, I think for all of us have been there where we get stuck in this rut sometimes, and that's probably part of that.
Right.
I look at some of my reversals like that, too. You know what to do. Why aren't you doing things like that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's okay, so let's pull up some more on therapy. I haven't pulled these ones up for ages and ages and ages. You wanted some nice ones, didn't you? Oh, here's one from a therapy. This is a cool one.
I'm not sure what happens when you pass. You know, I've had out-of-body experiences at Monroe Institute.
That's you. I just suddenly realized that. I know. I don't know. I've got all these reversals, you know.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Right. Now befriend with delicious whirlwind. And you say, I'm not too sure what happens when you pass. And this is telling us what happens. Now befriend with delicious whirlwind.
Now be sure in the video to go over.
Wow.
Now you need explaining that for everybody.
Okay, all right. Whirlwind is a very common metaphor in reverse speech. It is a cosmic energetic field that surrounds a planet. It also surrounds our physical body. And reverse speech talks a lot about how we interact with this whirlwind. Connects us and binds us all together. And delicious whirlwind, wonderful place to be, beautiful place to be. And when you pass, you will pass into the delicious whirlwind. Okay?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about metaphors if people haven't heard about metaphors before.
Sure. Go for it.
Well, you know, I feel that it comes from the higher consciousness. And the higher consciousness speaks in pictures and picturesque, you know, words. And there's symbolism involved in it. And so you've got a whole series of words that you've defined or found that repeat in reverse speech. The world one is one of them. Wolf, of course, is one of them. And I just think somebody, if they're listening for the first time, are going to be able to understand, well, what is this metaphor thing you guys are talking about?
I'm sorry. I'm so used to it.
Yeah. And, you know, Carl Jung brought that up with the dreams, the metaphors that came through the dreams. And so I just wanted to bring it up if somebody's listening for the first time. Metaphors are another form of language that comes through in reversals. So I see...
The language of the unconscious. The unconscious communicates in metaphor.
And I see... I actually feel it's a higher consciousness that communicates in metaphor while the unconscious communicates in straight reversals. The higher consciousness comes through in more picturesque. Now, we could argue that for the next hour and a half.
We certainly could.
We're not going to.
No, I don't know the answer to that.
Right.
I have no idea.
Just my thought on it. That's all
I have no idea. People. He's talking about now befriend with this as well, and here's one that talks about the endlessness of life.
I've got to follow life my way, and I'm still not sure what my way is yet, by the way.
And backwards he says, soul, I'll live forever.
Soul, I'll live forever.
A little bit quick, but...
Soul, I'll live forever.
It's, you can hear it on the slower speed. Soul, I'll live forever. So that's a pretty cool one, too. And yes, so reverse speech, as I have noted in my book, which I've just started writing in chapter one, is that I have documented in the 30 years of my career at least 30,000 references to the word soul.
Wow.
At least. That's assuming one a tape. And I often find 2, 3, 4 in a tape talking about the soul. So, and I've learned a lot about it, actually. you never really know what you know until you start writing it down. And I'm getting revelations as I write. Like, for example, I always wondered, well, how much time we got? Plenty of time. Okay. Oh, well, make sure we're not getting any calls in. Hang on, I should be watching this. No, we're not getting any calls in. 844-769-2944 is the toll-free calling number. I'm in studio with Ralph Burton. Well, actually, studio is we're sitting at around his kitchen table with three laptops and a mixer and a mic boom. And
you're in a blind lab.
So it's interesting. Reverse speech talks about the soul frequently and often, but the word spirit, I can count on two hands how many times I've heard it.
Really?
Rarely appears. Okay. Rarely appears. However, I find numerous references. And this is going somewhere. I'm leading somewhere with this. I can play a few of the references, Spirit. I've got some.
Yeah.
I'll play it as we continue on. And where was I going with this train of thought? Okay, so but there's many references where there is a voice talking to the conscious mind, giving advice, instructions, guidance, go and do this, don't do that. You can feel loved. You are important. Anyway, so this leads to, I think, that it is the spirit talking in reverse speech, speaking to the conscious mind. I'm still going somewhere with this. That's why you don't hear the word spirit very often, because it doesn't talk about itself very much. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, so if there's spirit and there's soul, then what survives death? Is there two of us? That can't be right.
Yeah, it's probably three of us.
23 of us?
No, three of us. Well, you have to think also, what's the higher consciousness? That's the metaphor part coming through. That's another thing talking to us. Well, is it the same as the other, the straight reversals we're getting, or is that a third part of your soul? The huna, you know, huna from the Hawaiians,
sure,
there's three different parts of you that you communicate. So when you pray, it's got to go through your subconscious mind before it gets to your higher consciousness. And then your higher consciousness tries to give you what you need. But your middle mind, your subconscious or unconscious, is always getting a little ticked off of your conscious mind because you're always changing your mind. Do I really want that? I really want to be here. No, I don't. You know, so it ignores it. But if you, or like you've seen the movie The Secret.
Yeah, sure.
And they always talk, if you do this, this will happen in your life. Well, I found that that does work. So that makes me think there's at least three parts to who you are. That's
well, really, then what survives death?
Well, the physical body doesn't, but
no,
whatever's in the physical body does. Like, if I go to, when I've been to Monroe Institute and I've gone out of body, I can hear myself sleeping over there, but I'm aware.
So what goes out of body, your soul or your spirit? And do we have a spirit, or is it the divine spirit that dwells within? That's what I was going with this argument, by the way.
And I can't answer that question. I'm not sure how to define it. That's a tough one.
It is a tough one. Well, that's where I'm headed. I think it's the divine spirit dwelling within, giving us guidance. But that's ultimately a philosophical question, and I'm very open to being wrong. It's just an interesting thought process going through my head right now. But clearly, something is speaking. I mean, what's speaking? Okay, we know reverse speech exists. That's a given. I mean, anyone with half a brain can see that, because there's a lot of people out there who don't have half a brain.
Right.
But that's another discussion. So if it exists, what is speaking backwards? I mean, it's a voice outside of our conscious awareness. I mean, very few reversals actually display the thoughts that you're aware of thinking at the time of speaking. There's very few of those.
Right.
Most of them are outside of your conscious awareness.
And again, when you fall asleep consciously, you're still aware unconsciously. So there's at least two parts of you right there.
That's
makes the whole, but I'm telling you, there's a third part, which is the higher consciousness, which is honest, truthful. Think about that too. Does your subconscious, when we get these reversals, the cusses, and does it almost has another whole personality sometimes that you have in reverse? But when your higher consciousness comes through, it's almost a divine.
No, it is. It sounds that way too.
Yeah.
The sound of the reversal is different.
So it's almost like the divine spirit to the universe is through the higher consciousness, and it filters through, you know, to your consciousness through this unconscious or subconscious, I like to say. Because look at all the humor in the subconscious reversals too.
Sure. So I'm going to have to put all this down in my book.
And how many times do you fight with, you feel like you're fighting with yourself, right? Or you're fighting that gut feeling, oh, no, that could never happen again. Going on. So,
I actually do discuss a lot of these topics in my latest book. For those of you who haven't got it, called It's Only a Metaphor, which is a 550-page saga of the story of reverse speech. It's an autobiographical account of the discovery and development of the theories of reverse speech, mixed in with government plots and conspiracies, and goes right into metaphors and talks about synchronicities and divine nature of reverse speech.
And you also mentioned you're going to put out the metaphor dictionary?
Yes, that's in the editors right now. And that will be coming out in book form probably in 2 or 3 months, I would say.
And you know, when we took the training with you, we got a text file that we use a lot.
Right.
And it's just really fascinating to see how many of those come through for everybody.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And they're consistent.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Yeah, that dish is a good piece of – that's a lot of hard work gone into that. It needs to be published, so it is. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to our break, folks. Don't touch that keyboard. I'm in studio today in Portland, Oregon with Ralph Burton, and we'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy 2 Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. are back. This is David John Oates. You're listening to the Weekly Reverse Sweet Chat, broadcast to you from Portland, Oregon today. Been all over the country. Last time I broadcast you, I was in Santa Cruz, and we missed last week because I was coming back from Lake Tahoe and got caught up in traffic. What can I say? So, and have an interesting discussion about the spiritual aspect of reverse speech. And what is the universal soul? I'll live forever. Ralph?
I missed that last part.
What do you think of the universal soul? I'll live forever.
Soul, I'll live forever? Well, that makes sense. It's the eternal aspect of us. It's who we are before we come into a physical body.
Can you listen to this one?
I was secure in knowing where my place. I was secure in knowing where my place in the world was and what the universe, what was out there. Basically.
And this one says the soul whirlwind.
The soul glowing.
So, and he's saying, for as I'm secure in my place in the world. So he's connected to the energy and essence of the soul, is what that reversal tells us. So the whirlwind, that's part of the, that is a very spiritual metaphor. Carl Jung spends a lot of time talking about the whirlwind. And in a lot of my books, I talk about the whirlwind. I want to play you a couple of reversals on spirit. Here's one of all places, Michael Moore.
The majority of Americans want the rich to be taxed.
Yeah. He says, I see the spirit now.
I see the spirit now.
Well, I'm wondering if he's talking about just the crowd getting into it. That's
yeah.
The spirit of the crowd.
Yeah, that would make sense. I got another one that's a really good one. Let me see if I got it in this subdirectory here. I bet you I don't. No, I don't. There's a really great one I want to play that talks about the spirit. And it's post-session work, and if I can put my hands on it real quick, I've just got so much stuff. You know, my students of my training class have asked me for my lecture reversals, and so I pulled them all up, and there was 780 odd reversals. there's quite a lot. This is the one I was looking for. Here, this is a post-trance tape.
With the feedback from the reversals that I've done with it, it's for me, it's not hard anymore. It's really lovely.
This one says, spirit and the goddess will serve her.
Spirit and the goddess will serve her.
Wow. Nothing clear? Yeah, so there you go. That's another reference to spirit. But they're few and far between. They really are. And I don't know whether I've got any more dumped. I know they were the two I was thinking of. But Reverse Week talks a lot about what it is and where it comes from. Have you heard? Here's an interesting reversal. Listen to this one. Oops.
What other metaphor would be the optimum metaphor that we could put out into the world that would attract people's interest and enthusiasm and would attract the right kind of people to the process? And to the our mission and to the work that we do.
Where he says, and to the work we do, he says, we deal with revolution.
We deal with revolution.
We deal with revolution.
I think it's going to be a revolution of consciousness. And we realize that there is another part of us that is constantly speaking and constantly communicating. And I think this could be some of the first concrete, tangible proof. Well, there's others, but a very significant proof of the existence of the spirit and the soul. I mean, philosophers are going to have a field day with this, aren't they? what is speaking backwards? Who is, what is reverse speech all about? So, what's this one? Oh, no, that's a business reversal. There was another one I saw when I was scrolling through. Oh, then occasionally we get reversals about the divine. Listen to this one.
We've just got to try. We've got a seminar that people have paid us to do in November that we're going to complete.
Yes.
And here he says, divine.
Divine, I must serve you.
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 And who is this?
Divine, I must serve you.
Australian client.
Okay.
Divine, I must serve you.
And he's talking about a seminar he's doing. I can't remember what this was on now, but okay. obviously he has a spiritual aspect to that. So, am I raving on? Sorry, interrupt, please. I don't want to hog the show.
I think it's interesting.
Okay, worries. Have you heard this one? This is analyst Jack Johnston, and he's talking to his tape recorder asking what is speaking backwards, okay? So, and then in this section 4, he says, is there the voice of God amongst you? And my computer has gone into non-responding. So, let's just wait till not my computer, my software, I mean. My software, why is it going into non-responding? That's very annoying. Okay, it was working fine before. No, it's completely messed up. All right, just hang on. I got to shut it down. Hang on. We might be all right. Okay, so here we go. Okay, so here he's talking to tape recorder about what is speaking backwards. It's not. It just shut down.
God among you.
Well, hang on. Shut down and continue to play.
Or are you servants of divinity?
I don't understand
servants
that at all.
God.
But
is there the voice of God? God was in the verse.
God was in the verse. He's a living force in the verse. We are Earl.
God was in the verse. He's an avid plus in the verse. We are Earl.
And of course, Earl is another metaphor.
If I could control it, I would explain to you.
God has taken over the keyboard, people.
Yes, my computer has become possessed. It's all to do with that wretched mouse.
The lack of mouse.
So I can't do my lecture with this mouse. I'm going to have to transfer my files over to the other laptop and do it off that one, because I'm not going to do a lecture like this. Lecture tomorrow night in Portland. Give that the venue again.
At the Flex Space. It's in the Pearl District on Overton Drive at 7 p.m. We're looking for a $10 donation to help pay for the place. It's if you know where the Safeway is at the north end of the Pearl District, it's just 3 blocks north of that.
There you go. And for those of you who follow my career, I'm going to be on Clyde Lewis's show tonight, live in studio. And we'll be covering some of the other aspects of reverse speech. We'll be looking at reversals on the Florida shooting, but that's not the topic of this afternoon's show. So Clyde Lewis tonight, KXL.com, I believe. You can listen to it live.
Also Ground Zero.
Yeah, Ground Zero.
Website.org,
isn't it?
I don't know. Google.
I think it's Ground Zero. Thank you very much. Christian from Ohio, come and have a chat to us.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I certainly can. How are you?
Oh, good. Hi, David. Hi, Ralph. This is Christian. I am fascinated in this topic. You know, I first heard of it way back when people were talking about, you know, the reverse lyrics of John Lennon.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, it's such a fascinating topic. But just to sort of a little bit, because I'm so analytical of everything, to play the devil's advocate, I mean, so really it is just words. It depends upon the words that you say and right. what they project backwards. So,
well, it's not just the words; it's the sounds of the speech, and it's the way you say the words.
It's intonation.
Oh, I see. The way you would pronounce them and emphasize and say them.
Because
right.
We have mirror reversals where they're forward and backwards exactly the same.
Mirror reversals. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Anyway, continue with your point, Chris.
Well, so I'm just wondering, can we really be sure that there's anything to reversals, or if it would just be, you know, dependent on which words you say, and in combination, those words might say something backwards. But I see what you mean. It would depend upon the way you say them and the inflection. And so what you guys are feeling is that what you say really has subconscious meanings behind it?
Yeah.
Is that the whole sort of back meaning to reversal?
Yeah, sure.
So what we find are some words do actually reverse out the same for everybody. Okay, but most of the times they don't. Most times if I were to say a sentence and you're going to say a sentence, it would be different in a reverse if a reversal came out. Because oftentimes a reversal has to be attached to something emotional. We also have examples of where somebody says something in forward speech and we reverse them. And I'll give an example of "what is your age" comes out in reverse. And the other person they're talking to answers them in forward speech, their age. So their subconscious is hearing the reversal and answered in forward speech, which is a real mind bender since this is going backwards and forwards, right? And then we also have congruent reversals, where the reversal really has to do with the forward speech. Sometimes it actually answers the question when you're saying, how do I deal with this? Like I had a friend who says, my leg hurts. In reverse, she says, I have sciatica. I mean, how do you get sciatica in reverse is, you know, the first question. And it's just amazing what comes through. So, yeah, it's wild.
Here's a couple of mirror image reversals that Ralph talked about. We'll play a very famous one to start off with. This is my house fire. So my secretary runs in and says, David, the house is on fire.
Sense of what?
Yes? What?
And when she says the house is on fire, the house is on fire, but she says the same thing. One word different. She says the house is on fire, our house is on fire. Now how can you get that him again? How can you get the same thing forwards and backwards? It's just amazing.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
So there it would sort of imply that it depends upon her intense, maybe emotional feeling behind it, that it would be a mirror reversal.
Exactly correct. You hit the nail spot on. Absolutely.
And also,
yes.
When you're listening, you're going through reversals, a lot of it's gibberish until it gets to that emotional thing they're talking about or somebody's talking about it, where their heart comes out. They just feel it. That's usually, or they stutter, or they break. They're reading something and they screw it up. A lot of times, that's where the reversal is because their feelings get into it.
Mm.
Oh yeah, very very interesting. Well, thank you for your time.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you for your call. I always get excited when I get called into my show.
Thanks very much.
You're most welcome. Thank you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
If you want to. Bye bye, Chris. That was Christian from Ohio. If you want to call in and talk to Ralph or me on this general chit chat show today, it's 844-769-2944. That's toll free, 844-769-2944. But that's a very valid question. If you say the same thing and I say the same thing, isn't it going to reverse to say the same thing? This is essentially one of the arguments that people say. And, of course, any cursory glance will show that's just not the case at all. Two people saying the same sentence will usually reverse to say something completely different. But like you say, there are certain words, like America reverses to say crime.
Does it really?
No, you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And president reverses to say deserve this, which is interesting in and of itself. Relationship reverses to say this is shallow, which is another
what?
Interesting.
Yeah, are you serious?
I am deadly serious. You try it out.
I haven't tried that one yet.
Yeah. And emotion reverses to say show me. But aren't they fascinating connections? I mean, what are emotions there for? To right. show us things.
Yeah.
You know, you're angry, so you get emotional to show me. And many of our relationships are shallow. This is shallow.
Yeah.
And we deserve the present that we get.
Oh,
oh dear.
That's really funny.
Yeah, that is funny. Yeah. So, but there's about, in my dictionary, there's about 50 words that I've documented that reverse to say, maybe more than, maybe 60, I think. 60 reverse to say the same thing, but they're the exception rather than the rule.
I agree. Right. Yeah, but yeah. It's always fun to hear them when they're, yeah. Everybody says the same thing.
Because
it's unusual.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, I was playing God Was in the Verse again. So let's play this one again. I think I've got control over my computer now. Okay, so here is the forward.
Of God among you.
Hang on, no, I started. Oh, gee, where's my mouse? Jumped again. Okay, now we'll try it.
Is there the voice of God among you? Or are you servants of divinity, servants of God? Or is there the voice of God?
And back was God was in the verse. He's a living force in the verse. We are Earl. And Earl is one of those metaphors that means great, grand, noble. We are great, grand, and noble.
God was nervous. He's nervous. Nervous. We are Earl.
So that's telling us that the verse is reverse speech, is a reversal, the backward message. Reverse speech describes itself as a verse. And God was in the verse. He influences. This is what makes me wonder if it's the divine spirit that's actually speaking backwards. You know, God was in the verse. He's a living force in the verse. Here it is again.
God was in the verse. He's in every verse. In the verse. We are Earl.
Yeah, you haven't heard this one, have you, Ralph?
No.
Have you heard this one? This one, if you haven't heard this one, you'll be quite amazed at what I'm about to play you. It's me talking about what is reverse speech. What does reverse speech talk about? God and religion and H-I. Here it is. Okay, so listen to the forwards. I'm on the Jeff Rant show when I'm doing this.
So sometimes people ask me, does reverse speech endorse any particular religion? And the answer to that is no. There are no deities or religions that reverse speech endorses or says this is right or this is wrong. It just talks about the soul and the endlessness of life. And that in itself is very powerful.
Indeed.
And backwards, it's the voice in heaven.
It's the voice in heaven.
The voice in heaven.
You haven't heard that one?
That's great.
It's the voice in the heaven.
I mean, there it is, mate. You want your evidence. Bang. I mean, it's an amazing reversal.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just saw another one that was, I've got so many good reversals here. I've got so many that I just never play, you know.
Yeah, it's because you're always doing the political crap.
Well, I know. I've got all the other stuff on my computer. No one ever wants to hear it.
All this really good spiritual stuff. That's really good.
Yeah, okay,
I've harassed him before on other shows before, going, hey, you got to play something nice at the end that's really – because there's so much here. When we work with my friends, you know, or when we do it for yourself, it comes out that way. We're not into the – on TV. We're not out – we're just – when you hear yourself reversed, you hear things come out that are spiritual all the time.
Yeah, you do.
So
yeah.
And it's great that you're playing these.
And that's all the time. It's
all
everywhere. Yeah. Here's another one.
I was just visualizing the whirlwind, visualizing the wolf like we used to do, because we've done it before.
Absolutely.
And it's just started bringing that power and that life force, and yesterday was something absolutely fantastic, you know.
He's talking about tapping into power in the whirlwind, okay? And backwards, the reversal tells us what you got to do this, okay? It says, see yourself full with love. Give me whirlwind.
See yourself full with love. Give me whirlwind.
Nice.
See yourself full with love.
How about that,
hey? Whirlwind.
Yeah. And the Christians call this satanic. Unbelievable.
Now, what? If you're listening to this show for the first time, you may not hear the reversals as clearly as David and I do because we've listened to so many reversals. But when you go to his website, you can play them over again and listen to it slowly. And like you'll hear with his software, what happens is when we cut out a chunk that we hear a reversal on and we save it, it saves in three different speeds.
Right.
So it slows down each time so you can hear it clearly. Because oftentimes when you're working through these, the gibberish, we call it,
yeah.
And you go, wait, I think I heard something.
Yeah.
And then you cut that out. And then later on, you actually build a scenario of maybe 15, 20 reversals or 10 reversals that actually builds a story oftentimes.
Oh, it does. Many times.
A conversation.
Yeah. They relate to each other.
Right. They all relate as you work through it.
Yeah, I saw quite a vocal skeptic the other day, and he said, oh, you're only cherry-picking, you know, you're just finding what you all want to find. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, we are cherry-picking. There's nice cherries on that tree.
we play the little interview I do with myself. We're not cherry-picking. You know, we will be playing the good and the bad, how it comes through normally.
Okay, all right. So let me see, what else have I got here that's nice and lovely? Have a look down. Ralph said before the interview today, you got to play nice stuff.
Yeah, I did.
He did say that. Oh, look, listen there. How about this one? This is a client who's talking to me.
I want to do them better, and they were just print.
I was hoping to grab one. I have it there.
I'll give it to you.
Talking about a guy who took some photos of me, and backwards he says, "Pleased to be your friend."
Pleased to be your friend. Pleased to be your friend.
Nice one, isn't it?
Pleased to be your friend.
Yeah. So you get lots of nice reversals. You get all sorts of reversals. But yeah, okay. So look, my lecture on Saturday night, we're going to be a nice lecture. Okay. It's going to be all the nice stuff. It'll be all the spiritual stuff. I'm going to just spend Saturday morning planning it out. Oh dear.
Right. I would like to reverse that, what you just said just now.
Yeah.
Probably a few cuss words in that one.
I got to spend Saturday morning planning it out.
Which is funny that you get cuss words in reverse.
You certainly do. Okay. All right. So let us – here we have – I don't know what the context is, but let's just play it.
I don't know. I just could ramble on about what was going on.
That's Jeff.
All back then, if you wanted me to.
Yeah,
Jeff Toth.
Tell me a couple more stories.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about some of the adventures in the past, okay, with reverse speech. And backwards he says, I know it's a world of heaven.
I know it's a world of heaven.
That's about reverse speech.
I know it's a world of heaven.
So being involved in reverse speech is being involved in a world of heaven. We know that it's the voice in heaven. Reverse speech tells us that. We know that God was in the verse. He's a living force in the verse. We know that sexual work will help the soul develop. These are all reversals that played on the show in just in the first hour, folks. And I was going somewhere with that, and I can't remember where I was going with that.
Maybe you just bring up the spiritual
aspect. We're looking at all the spiritual aspects of reverse speech, and there's quite a lot. It's everywhere. If you are getting involved in reverse speech and you take training to be a reverse speech student, you are learning how to, one of my practitioners called it, learning how to become a Jedi warrior. Because you're learning how to flow with the force.
Like it.
Because you really are. You know, I teach that in my class, how to surround your client with your whirlwind. You remember that? I taught that in your class.
Yes.
And create rapport. And reverse speech is really all about the spiritual. And the political stuff is what gets on the air because that's what everyone wants.
Right.
And that's what all the radio show guys want. A lot more than that to it. We have to go to break, folks. Don't touch that keyboard. We'll be back right after this. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
You've heard the ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website royalvelvetnow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to royalvelvetnow.com, click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at RoyalVelvetNow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it.